Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Wow, didn't know whether to chuckle or shake my head at this one. But seriously, I'm sure the author had good intentions and he did make some decent points. But I think he could have been more strategic in how he set up expectations. Let's drill down with a short trip to the dark side. First up, get specific. This author speaks from 30 years' experience. Fair enough. But nowhere in this article divulges specifics such as audience types, fee ranges, or frequency. Generalized credibility is a lost opportunity. When we give ranges, such as half my calendar is with top executives who suffer no fools, or something like audience sizes range from top 10 performers to 5,000 people, you can set expectations about the observations you make. When we define our lens, we set up a framework that defines our credibility. Second, do not, whatever you do, do not describe your voice. When the author warns of blunt predictions, I almost fell out of my chair. When I stopped laughing, my initial reaction was, bring it. And guess what? He did not. In fact, his assessment on the value of books was lacking. He didn't address the latest impact books have on speaking fees or how famous authors are waiving their fees to get bestseller status. Now that would have been blunt. So this right here is how expectations backfire. This is the difference between bluster and blunt. Do not describe your voice. This has to be demonstrated, not told. Let this be a surprise. Now look, I mean no disrespect. This article is a great cautionary tale that expectations need to be dealt with strategically. Kind of like dynamite. We don't want these things blowing up in our hands. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.